Shir Hashirim, still Perek Aleph, Posuk, I think, Tez Zayin. Okay? So what was before? Hinoch Yofor Ayosi, Hinoch Yofor Einayich Yoinim. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to Klal Yisrael. Then Hincho Yofe Doidi Afnoim Afarseinu Ra'anono. So this now is the Claudius, is the Kala speaking back to him. Until now he was speaking to her. The psukim changed. So here, Tezai, Hincho Yofa Doidi, you are handsome, my beloved. Afnoim, very, very pleasant, very, very good looking, whatever. Afar Seno Ranono, also our bed is Ranono, is Ranon, it's like fresh. See what that means, Rashi. Hinoch yofo doidi afnoim, loy hayofi sheli el shelcho, ato hu hayofe. There's a debate about who's more beautiful. Yeah? He says to hinoch yofo rayosi, hinoch yofo inayich yoinim. You have these beautiful eyes. Yeah, the Chazal Darshan with that, with the eyes of a dove, that they never go too far away, whatever. But he's telling her how beautiful she is. She answers back, Hinoch Yofa Doidi Afnoim Afar Seinor Anon. So Rashi says, Hinoch Yofa Doidi Afnoim Hayofi Loya Yofi Shali Elo Shelcho. Okay, Atohu Hayofa. You're the beautiful one. Now, why can't we both be beautiful? What does that mean? Something to think about. Let's move on. Let's see. Afnoim sheovarto al pishi vehashreso shchinoscho besochenu. Here Rashi does what he does sometimes. Doesn't bother differentiating between the moshul and the nimshul, and he just speaks in terms of the nimshul. Sheovarto al pishi al pshoai vehishreso shchinoscho besochenu vezehu kilus shel yedidus ha'esh. This is a praise of Yerida Soesh, Vayar Kolom Vayoroinu. Like the Pasuk says, and they all saw and they shouted. This is the Esh, I guess, that saw, that this is the experience at Har Sinai. Yeah. So I guess he's not talking here. That's very strange, because before he was talking about the Shechino, that he's going to be Mashra Shechino in the Beis HaMikdosh, in the Mishkan, Bein Badei Ha'oroin. And now it sees a shreish chinos v'schein v'zeu kilos shel yirida so eish v'yar kol o'om v'yoroinu. This sounds like what happened at Har Sinai. So I guess there was a gilu shchin at Har Sinai, and then there was an additional one after the egel, or maybe a more permanent one. So he's referring here to the more temporary one, the one that happened at Har Sinai. So what is your beauty? The Klal Yisrael says to Hashem, you were over on my, you overlooked my pesha, and what did you do? You mashrish chinos chabetzeichenu. Now, what was the pesha? This is not the pesha of the egel. If it's vayar kolom v'yoroinu. Oh, wait a second. Where is vayar kolom v'yoroinu? Ah, it says vayikro tes. Chav Dalet. Could you check there? You have a Chumash. Vayikra Tes Chav Dalet. So this is not referring to Har Sinai. This is referring to the Mishkan. Okay. Very good. What? I don't know. Does it say Vayar Kolam V'Yoroinu? What is this? On the Karbonos? Ah, okay. What? Oh, so in other words, this is the Asian, so that's what we're not talking. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. So he says, Shavarta Pishoi, the Pesha that we're talking about is the Egel, Vishresa Shinosa Mesoichino, like he said before, Bein Shoda Yolin, Vizel Kilo Shirido Seisha Yar Colombia Reino. Okay, and Vayarono means that they sang, or they were happy. It's a form of happiness. So in other words, this is what you did. So the beauty of Hashem, he says, is that instead of punishing me for my chet, you were over, you overlooked it. What?
Nimos.
Who?
Nimos.
The
beauty.
af noim. No, but af noim says lo ha yofi sheli ela shelcho. It's the noim sounds like it's a yofi, a type of yofi. The here is referring to beauty because it says lo. It says hincho yofar yos doidi af noim. No, af noim. In other words, it sounds like you're the one who's beautiful. Because lo ha yofi sheli ela shelcho atuhu ayofa. You're the beautiful one. And what's the beauty of Hashem? When you want to talk about the beauty of Hashem, what do we talk about? We talk about the fact that after we did such a chet, whatever it may have been, the level of chet, that for them it was a big chet, even though it was not Avodah Zorah in that sense. But you were Mashra Shechino. That's what you did. Okay. What? Klal Yisrael won.
How is Avdom going on with the... How is the second Rashi explaining how it's beautiful?
That's the beauty. We're not talking about physical. Excuse me. No, but the first Rashi, the Dibra Maschah, is what I have. In other words, afnoim sounds like you're more handsome. Look, excuse me. If hin chayof doidi, Rashi would have no right to say loy hayofe sheli ela shelcho ato hayofe. My man, we're both yofe. Afnoim, it's what?
Still doesn't make sense. What's
law? No, afnoim means you're the ultimate beautiful one. He touches it. Look what he says here. Look what it's worth. But he says, you are handsome, my beloved, most handsome. Afnoim. Afnoim means that you're beyond. So the noim is, Rashi learned that the noim refers to beauty, because otherwise he wouldn't say on that, lo hayofi shli el shelcho, atohu hayofe. What do you mean atohu hayofe?
Why is atohu hayofe?
What?
Why is atohu hayofe?
Why not?
Because why is it lo hayofi shli el shelcho? It's lo hayofi shli because you're the ultimate?
Yeah, in other words, if you're, I guess the pshat is, slowly. I guess the pshat is like this: that no matter what beauty Klal Yisrael has, that what was the yofi? The yofi was enayich yoinim, that they never go too far away, that they're always ready to return to Hashem. That just like the yoino that doesn't go far away, the Klal Yisrael, no matter how far they seem to drift, they have that closeness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a greater yofi compared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's yofi. Our yofi is not even yofi. He's the beautiful one. Why? What does he do? After we commit such a sin, he's over al shoheinu, and what does he do? He's mashra the shechina. He gives us the ability to rejoice in the hashoras hashechina. So, in other words, by comparison, it's not the pshat that Klal Yisrael has its beauty and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his beauty. The beauty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwarfs by comparison this godless of Klal Yisrael, that no matter how far they drift, they're always ready to come back. They never drift too far. It's like the Yoino. A mitzad sheni, it's nothing. What's that compared? That's beauty. Compared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that when we drift so far, what does he do? He's mashra the Shechina, that we should be connected again to Shechina. He gives us even more. Like you said before, it wasn't enough. And we after our Sinai we sinned, so I'll give you more. I'm going to show you more love. I'm going to mash with the Shechina. So that's Taka the Mashmos. In other words, Af Noim, he learns. It's Atohu Hayofen. In other words, we're not both beautiful, because your beauty of forgiving us for our Chatoim, and not just forgiving, but to be aggressively more, you mashre the Shechina. You put your Shechina there for us. That is so beautiful that by comparison, we don't even have any beauty. So it's really, the relationship is lopsided. Kodesh Baruch Hu's love and beauty and whatever Klal Yisrael has, which is not Shaykh, it's godless, but Kodesh Baruch Hu is much more. That's what it seems to be the pshat here is. Afar Seinu Anono, also he says, and our bed is fresh. What does that mean? Ayedeini imay secho. Through the sweetness, hine ranono arseinu bivoneinu uvivnoiseinu. Because our bed is fresh, because with our sons and our daughters, Shem Kulam Nikbotsim Elechopoi, they all gathered here with you. Shenem Vatikoel Hoedo, Hamishkan Kori Mito. Okay, so let's see for a moment. The Mishkan is koi a bed. Shenamar hinei mitoso shel Shleimai. It's called the bed of Shleimai. Vechein hamikdash kori mito. Shenamar beyoyosh b'chadar hamitois. Asher beveso elikim al shem pirion verivion shel Yisrael. It sounds like what he's saying is like, why is it called a mito? I guess because that's where the essence of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael really gets its existence and its sustenance from its connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Mishkan or in the Beis HaMikdosh. So therefore it's called mito. Mito is the source of procreation for the next generation. So the real procreation of Klal Yisrael, what really gives birth to a Klal Yisrael, takes shape and continues and survives and grows and functions, all because of the connection to the Shechina and the Beis HaMikdosh. Memele, it's called a mito, but look what it seems to say. He says, Al yedei ni'imo yisecho, hinei ra'anono arseinu b'vanei v'noseinu shem kulam niktosim ilecho poi. Shenema v'tikoel ho eido. So it's, in other words, why does everyone come? Everyone comes to the Beis HaMikdosh. Everyone comes to the Beis HaMikdosh to connect with Hashem. Why is that? He says, Rashi says, Afar seinu ra'anono, al yedei ni'imo yisecho, hinei ra'anono arseinu, bivoneinu mnoseinu. Why is it fresh? In other words, our children, everybody comes to gather in the Beis HaMikdosh. Why? Afar seinu ra'anono al yedei ni'imois secho. What was the ni'imois? Shavar tal pshoa ishchit here. V'yishreis ishchinos b'solcheinu. What?
It has to be a portion of the ni'imois, otherwise it's not shaykh to the pasuk.
That's right. So in other words, the pshat is like this. You know why Klal Yisrael is attracted to the Shechina? What do you mean? I would say, what do you mean the Shechina? This is the Bira Yoylam, this is the Creator, this is the Hatov. He gave us life and he created the world and he's the Oylam Chesed Yibone and all of that. That's not the Nakuda. The Nakuda is because of the Ne'imus that we sin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Oyver Al Psho'enu, and what does he do? He's Mashra the Shechina. That's the most attractive aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The ultimate attraction that attracts people to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is his response to our shortcomings. It isn't his hatova, his greatness. He's zoneh so'ilom, he's zoneh mefarnes mikarnir
eimim. How do you know that it's ultimate?
Because he says, he says, afar senu al yedei ni'imois secho, hinei ra'anon ar senu v'neinu noseinu. That's what brings them all
to... causes the generations to come back.
That's right. That's right. So what is it? It's like this. The Shechina is there. Excuse me. The Shechina is there. If you're gonna, I'm gonna extend to you an invitation, gentlemen. I want to invite you to an encounter with the Shechina. Who's the Shechina? The Boirei, the Olam Chesed Yiboneh, the Zonu Mefarnis Mikarneirim Beit Sekinim, the Roifei Cholim, the Mevorei Hashonim, the Mashgiach. Wait, let me finish.
Back once you do averos, so that's how it keeps it fresh.
And he doesn't talk about their averos. He talks al yedeini moisecho hinei ranon arseinu bevateinu arseinu shem kulam nikpotsim. They come. What? Yeah, elecho po to you, but they're coming to the Shechina. It doesn't say because they did averos.
That's why it's your nimus that keeps it fresh, because they're coming back from the...
It doesn't say that. He says, why are they coming? They come al yedei... No, it says they're coming al yedei nimusecho. You're reading something?
It is coming al yedei
nimusecho. No, but you're saying the nakuda is something... I'm saying the nakuda is what it says. Excuse me, 1 second. I'm saying is exactly what it says. You're adding a dimension that it doesn't say any indication whatsoever. Because I'm saying one thing. You know what it says here? It says that because of the ne'imais of Hashem, which is she'ovar to al pshoai v'yishreis ha'shchinos v'soichenu. That's afnoim, Rashi said. Al yedei ne'imais secho. Our bed is fresh, meaning that our children, our sons and our daughters, they all come to the...
Yeah.
That doesn't say because they're sinners and they come.
It's praying specifically to the Beis HaMikdash.
Yeah, or the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash, both. He says what pasuk? He says mita. He says the Mishkan is mita. No, it actually says the Beis Hamikdash. But here we're talking about the Mishkan.
Is there any mashma that it's not just close to Hashem? Why do you need to go down to the Beis Hamikdash to be close to Hashem?
Because that's where the Shechina is. I'm sorry. I don't know what you're talking about. That's where the Shechina is. That's he was mashma
the.
Of course, that's the ultimate closeness. Wherever the Hashem, excuse me. People come today to the Kuisel. They come to, they have a tzorah, they go to the Kuisel. The Kuisel is considered like the closest you get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because Chazal say that the, how do you say, Hishpati, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a shvua that the Shechina will never be zoz from the Kuisel. I forgot that pasuk in Shir HaShirim. Hishpati Yeschem, I forgot, whatever, one of the pasukim of Hishpati. So that's what happens. That's what happens. So since the HaKadosh Baruch Hu swore that the Shechina will be in the Kosel, that's why the Kosel is that attraction for anyone who wants to get close to Hashem. Same thing over here. That's what it seems to say. You're adding a dimension, which I don't think it says. There's no indication. And that seems to be so. If I'm correct, and if I take it just Kakosuv, then it's a very, very powerful message. I want to be Makar of the world. You hear? I want to bring people closer to Hashem. Yeah. So I would say, what would I emphasize? I'd say, he's the Boyerei. He's the Shalit. He's the Zonu Mefarnes. He's the Moitzio Sonu Meretz Mitzrayim. He's the Mashgiach Proti. He's the ultimate Baal Chesed. There's an Akuda that's even more attractive. The Ne'imus, the ultimate Ne'imus of Hashem. And maybe it has to do, you know, I'll meet you halfway. I'll tell you in a minute. The ultimate Ne'imus of Hashem is that we committed this cardinal sin. That's what it was for us. There was the Egel. This is the Haitika Parsha. Yeah, and what did he do? He says, I have to be Mashra and Shechina more. I have to show you even more love. And he's Mashra the Shechina. So we come to connect with the Shechina, the Ne'imus of the Shechina that draws us to the Shechina. The ultimate Ne'imus is not just all of those things which in itself are tremendous, but it's the Shechina itself. Maybe we see, it gets a little deeper maybe. Maybe that's because, maybe he said, that's why I say I have to meet you halfway maybe. Maybe it's because the Shechina represents that. In other words, the Hashoras HaShechina, that's what draws us. The Hashoras HaShechina represents this Midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I bring my Shechina when after you sin. So what drawing us to HaKadosh Baruch, what draws us to the Shechina is the Shechina exists in Klal Yisrael because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is native to us with Hashoras HaShechina after we have sinned. So that's like the ultimate.
I'm sorry, just one thing. Rabbi only wanted that one piece in the Gears of the Tuggle, right?
Yeah, the Ikrim.
Yeah. Because it keeps on quoting on the next.
No, that's that. When he quotes, there's enough. Okay,
so
thank you.
Right now it's not working. He said maybe working later, so I left it as a document on there. So if it starts to get the printer fixed, you could just print it off.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Anyway, you hear? So I'm not sure. So, but one thing is clear. This is extremely attractive to Klal Yisrael. And maybe you're right too, because we are sinners.
Why daft for the basic
thing? What?
Why daft for the basic thing?
That's where the Shechina is. The ultimate connection to Hashem is the Shechina. As I say, when people have a tzara, they want to get close to Hashem, they want to talk to Hashem, they run to the
curtain. Why is it such a stretch to say it's coming to the Beis Hamikdash out of tshuva?
What?
Why is it such a stretch to say it's
because it doesn't say that. He doesn't.
He says
they can't. That's why the nikbitsu. They're coming to gather.
That's where they come to the Beis Hamikdash.
No, they come to bring
the
not true. They come to
bring.
Yeah, and they come to bring the dovas. They come to be oiler regel. They come to be. It's not true. Is that just to do tshuva? The chatos is not the only thing you bring there.
Yeah, but you could definitely say that because of this extraordinary midah of forgiveness that Hashem has, it increases the travel rate to the Beis Hamikdash.
That's right. That's all. That's
people,
all.
Keeps people coming to
that's the right. That's all I know. That's all I know. I see.
I understand. So, how do you know what it is about this Mikdash dance?
Because he says that after him, he says Al Yedei Neimos Secho Hinei Ranon Arsena Bobet.
Neimos is the forgiveness that you
have. So that's going to make the Beis HaMikdash an attractive place to come, because the Beis HaMikdash is the prime place for tshuva.
It's not true. The Beis HaMikdash is the prime place for everything, for old tefillah, for karbonos, for carbon toida. It's not true. You're making up stories. It's a carbon. I bring a carbon toy that comes to the Beis HaMikdash. I bring an adova. I bring oiles regel to the Beis HaMikdash. I bring a chagiga to the Beis HaMikdash. I bring a carbon pesach to the Beis HaMikdash. Has nothing to do with chet. Also, but that's not the. It is the.
Therefore, Aidei Mimasecha, you're keeping this place fresh.
Please, that's not what keeps it fresh. Only chatos keeps it fresh.
It keeps it fresh because people keep coming for tshuva.
I think what carbon chatos is not what keeps it fresh.
Yeah,
keeps it fresh is all the. He says Nick Butz. I'm sorry.
What? What's wrong with Nick?
Because nikvotzim is a general terminology, not...
It just says that they come here. It doesn't say why they're coming here.
It's a general terminology. It's not... No, but if it's general, you can't make it specific. It's the same thing we had with Reb Shimon yesterday. Reb Shimon says... you can't say stafka one case.
It just says that this brings them here.
Brings them. It means everybody who comes here, they don't only come for a korban chatos.
It brings them here.
What? I don't know what you want. That means the coming now because of this ni'imus, they're coming. Not the mevi'e chatos are coming. Everybody's coming.
It doesn't say that.
It says b'neinu of noisenu. They're all coming.
How do you know that it's referring to everybody who comes here is coming because of ni'imus?
That's what it says.
Everybody who comes here.
How do you know it means only the people who bring korban chatos? It certainly doesn't say that.
But it
means.
Which one does it mean?
It says minat. What? That's what he's talking about.
What mincha?
Well, I don't know if it's talking dafka about a mincha. Why? You mean because the pasuk that he brings here, which pasuk about mincha?
That was talking about it being overall psalm. That was talking about being overall psalm.
Okay. I don't know. We'll have to argue this later. I don't know.
How do you know?
Because I know min hastam, it says that they're coming to the...
Every person who comes here...
He says this is bringing...
This keeps the traffic.
This keeps the traffic. It says... Hinei ranon arsenu bevonein rinosenu sheim kulom nikbotzim eilecho poi.
Yeah, they all come here because they're all doing tshuva.
Shteit nisht. I can't. And it doesn't say that. It doesn't say that. It says they're all... That means they're coming for all reasons.
No, it says they're coming for some reason.
I can't. I don't know what to say. I never saw such a thing. I don't know what to say. It says stam. You have to say no. It's talking dafka about something it doesn't say. I say it's talking about everything because that's what it says. Stam. Okay. Let's continue the argument later. Okay. So, but in the meantime,
it causes all the traffic that comes.
That's right. That's what it says.
No, it's not what it says.
It's exactly what it says.
It says that it keeps it fresh.
Kenish. Okay. Let's hold. I can't wait. Let's hold off on that. Yeah. So anyway, the upshot of this whole thing is, because it's late, we have to go. The upshot of this whole thing is as follows. What attracts Klal Yisrael to connect with the Shechina? Klal Yisrael is coming to the Beis HaMikdash to connect with the Shechina. So Rashi learns pshat in the Posuk, you're the more beautiful one. Why? Rashi says, because afnoim, your ne'imos is that we sinned with the egel and you rewarded us by giving more hashoras hashchina, showing your love. I guess I didn't love you guys enough, so I have to show you even more. And that we say, afarseinu ranono, that's why our sons and our daughters keep coming to the Beis HaMikdosh, because that's where your Shechina is. So it seems, and Rashi says, Al yedei ne'imoisecho hinei ranon arseinu. She ranon arseinu means they keep coming to the Beis HaMikdosh. And it's through ne'imoisecho. What's ne'imoisecho, Rashi said? The ne'imoisecho is that you show the ultimate beauty by, in response to our making of the Egel, you decided to give us even more connection. And more hasharas hashchina. So I say the most attractive thing that attracts people to the Shechina, to the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is not just his midas hachesed, and he created the world, and the midas harachamim, and his hashgocha protis, and his this, and his that, and the other thing, but there's an akuda that's even higher than that, or more powerful than that, or the ultimate focus, and that is that we do terrible things, and you respond by showing us love. In other words, I guess the greatest expression of love is a love that comes as a result of your rejection to your loved one. In other words, if you're involved in a loving relationship,
it's like and, is the hardest to get back, the same way the opposite.
Yeah, okay, but yeah, a little bit, yeah. So in other words, we're in a loving relationship, I love you, you love me, and then I show and you show more and I show more. That's beautiful. That's very nice. But the ultimate is when I sin and you show me even more love. That's like the ultimate. And that's really what draws Klal Yisrael to the Shekhinah. That's what it says over here. And I, with all due respect, I don't see what right you have to. Okay, anyway, so that's the idea. I think Rabbi said, well, let me just finish for the. I think that's a beautiful idea, that if we want to draw people to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then to underscore the fact that we're human and we make mistakes. And the truth of the matter is, I'll tell you something else. The thing that keeps people away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu the most is the fact that they sin, because I feel I'm not worthy of the relationship. I should be. He should love me. I can't imagine he could love me. How can he love a schnook like me? How can he love a rusha like me? How can he love a sinner like me? I can't imagine such a thing. So when we say no, you know his what he does to sinners, he loves them even more. Wow, that's already what's attractive. That's it. So if you want to attract a person to our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, talk to his sinner status. Point out to him, yes, you know something? Yeah, you got this thing. You think the relationship can't work. So one I always says, Shir Shirim says, what do you mean? Hashem loves us even in the Golus, even though we rejected him, he still loves us. That's one thing. That's nice. But I have some trouble believing that. But when I see the Mida, the overriding Mida of I do an Egel and he's Mashra Neshchina in return, now even I could join that relationship.